KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Residents living downstream of the Hazel Mere Dam have been urged to be cautious following the dam's recent overspill into the Umdloti River. Umgeni Utugela Water says the dam wall was recently raised by 7 meters to increase storage capacity. Officials say this was to improve water supply for Etegwini Municipality and Ilembe District Municipality. Spokesperson Siyabonga Maphumulo says the overspill could pose a threat to communities living close to the banks.
The public is therefore urged to stay away from the Umdloti River, not attempt to cross low-lying bridges and causeways, and to safeguard any property, including livestock, which is close to the riverbanks.
The KZN Legislature's Economic Development Portfolio Committee says the Prudential Authority's decision to pursue the liquidation of Itala Bank is premature. It says the authority has not fully considered the ongoing improvement plans and initiatives the entity has made so far aimed at stabilizing the operations. It says the entity's efforts have so far shown commitment to address the challenges. The Prudential Authority yesterday filed a court application in the Pietermaritzburg High Court for Itala to be provisionally liquidated. It cited the institution's failure to secure its banking license and the need to protect the bank's depositors. Portfolio Committee Chairperson Mafika Mdebele says they support the Provincial Economic Development Department and Itala's plan to interdict the application.
We believe it's insensitive over the fact that there are hundreds and thousands of our people in KwaZulu-Natal, particularly in rural areas, who can access financial institutions and they only access them through Itala. But on top of that, there are businesses that operate under it. So to take such a decision without consideration, we think it's recklessness on their part. However, we support the department in its attempt now to go to court and interdict this reckless action.
Another member of the MK party has resigned.
His Excellency President Jacob Zuma has received a letter of resignation from Dr. Thandi Mthandi from his role as Treasurer General of the MK party. The president has magnanimously accepted the resignation, which is effective immediately.
The party's CEO Kira says Mthandi's decision was due to personal commitments.
Dr. Mthandi has served the organization with unrelenting and unwavering dedication from its inception. He has been an astute leader, serving in different roles, such as being the convener of the National High Command Deployees to the Western Cape and as the chairperson of the Communications Subcommittee. On behalf of the leadership and the members of the party, President Zuma would like to extend his deepest appreciation to Dr. Mthandi for his contribution.
And the latest test of SpaceX's Starship rocket ended in disaster after getting lost in space minutes after liftoff. The spacecraft was supposed to soar across the Gulf of Mexico on a near loop around the world. But apparently it wasn't a complete failure, as the booster was caught between two giant mechanical arms as it returned to Earth. The top story, residents living downstream of the Hazel Mere Dam have been urged to be cautious following the dam's recent overspill into the Umdloti River. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.